Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story About Jesus' Authority and Power, which he gave to us to reap the great harvest during the great harvest. Can you believe that we are living in this time where there is going to be a great harvest? And Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 10 and also in Revelation. He has made us for a specific time in history, and you are one of the chosen few. Amen. We are all chosen to share the gospel with anyone who will listen, and we need to say, Jesus is coming back. You know why? Because a lot of people say he's not, but he is. And we are the generation that may see him come out of the sky. We don't have to be afraid because plans in store for us. Amen. So this is Matthew chapter 10. And Jesus called his disciples, 12 disciples, and he gave them authority to drive out all the evil demons and spirits and heal all kinds of sickness and disease. Why did he do that? Because he can. He made us. If he made us, he can repair us and he can give us new things. I know so many people who got new eyes, new teeth, new different things from God, not from the dentist, not from the doctor, but supernaturally healed. I remember many years ago, my brother-in-law told me he was so hungry for the Lord, and he's an evangelist. He goes all over the world. And he said that one day this man was brought in front of him on a stretcher, and that man has been 5 years without walking, standing. He actually had to, they had to bring a cot and put him in front of him and just left him there. And he was on the stage, he said, and when he looked down, he saw the man crying. And he told the man, why are you crying? He said, I'm a sinner. I backslid and I want to come back to God. And so you know what? He put his hand down from the stage, and he started praying for the man. And all of a sudden, the Lord told him to pick him up. And so he grabbed a hold of the man, and he felt the power of God go right to his body and touch that man. And then, you know, that man stood up, and that man started walking, and he was able to eat. The Lord healed him. Of course, he had to confess his sin, and he had to accept the Lord again, you know, come back to the Lord. But he got his healing right then and there. I have a picture of it. I seen him standing up. I seen my brother-in-law pick him up. Jesus is alive. He can do anything. Do we believe him? That's a good question. Okay, Jesus sent them with these instructions. Go and tell them that the kingdom of heaven is near. He didn't say that, well, maybe in the next century, that, and it is the next century, but he said the kingdom of heaven is near. Heals the sick, raises the dead, heals the lepers,
and leper and drives out demons. Give freely as you have received it. Don't take any money with you. Don't even carry a duffel bag or shoes or even a cane. When you go, ask permission to stay and be friendly, and if it turns out to be a godly home, you give them your blessing. And if not, shake your hand and shake your feet from the dust and when you leave. That people who are rejecting the things about God, they're going to be the same like in Sodom, when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. They had their chance. And you know what? God still gives people chance until the day they go, they pass away. I've seen it with my own eyes. God will save the sinner no matter what condition they're in. I send you like sheep among wolves. Be cautious as snakes and harmless as a dove. Friends, the day of judgment is coming soon. Many souls are ready to be reaped because the Bible says that there will be a great harvest. And when John went to heaven in the book of Revelation, he saw the throne room of God full with people from many different nations, many different cultures, many different tribes. And they were around his throne and giving him glory. That tells me there's a life after death, and there is a heaven and a hell, and I don't want to go where it's going to be too hot. I don't like that much heat. I want to go where God is, because that's where the blessing is. Is that right? Revelation 14:15 says, another angel came out of the temple. This is the vision that John saw in heaven. And he cried with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud. And he said, push your sickle and reap, because it's the time for the harvest. And the harvest of the earth is ripe. There's two harvests coming along, and they're growing together. And the bad people. And the bad people can repent and become the good people. And the good people, if you don't serve the Lord, you don't really have a heart for the Lord, then it could go both ways. And only God will be the judge. But you know what? I want to be counted in doing what God has told us to do. And he has given us the authority to do it. And he has also empowered us with his power, the Holy Spirit's power, to reap the great harvest. Are you ready for that? Every day, tell somebody about Jesus. Say something nice to people and tell them if the door opens and you get to share the word of God, you would have done the calling that God has given you. And he has given all of us that responsibility. He didn't give it to the angel. He's giving that responsibility to us, and we have to follow through on it. Why? One day I was going to hell. I didn't know I was going to hell, but that's where I was going to go. Till somebody had the courage to stand up and educate me and tell me how much that Jesus loved me and that he can take away my sin. But you know what? I thought I wasn't a sinner because I really didn't do anything bad. I thought. But my heart was full of sin. My ways was not God's ways. I was a rebellious person who always wanted to do my own thing and go my own way. And I did suffer for it. Thank you, Jesus. He never forgot me. And he kept me in his mind, and one day he saved me. And here I am, telling you about how much Jesus is giving us authority and power, how much he loves us,
and he wants us to live with him forever. If you would like to know this Jesus, it's very easy to say. You don't even need anybody around. You just look up to God and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. How do you know you're a sinner? Because you haven't completed the Ten Commandments. Are you a liar? A cheat? Whatever is in the Ten Commandments, if you didn't do any one of those, you are a sinner. I'm sorry to say that. Nobody's perfect. Everybody is a sinner. And so, Lord, I ask you, Father God, I'm a sinner. I need you to save me because nobody can save me. You died for me. You shed your blood on the cross. And for that reason, I can go and be with you. I can be in heaven with you one day. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, change my ways, and help me to walk how you want me to go. I'm tired of going my own way. I want to try it your way. And Lord, I thank you today for saving me. And Lord, as you have forgiven me right now, I forgive anyone who have hurt me or I have hurt them. I ask you to forgive me and forgive the people who hurt me in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, today. Write my name in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friend, if you really said that with your heart and you believe it, let me know about it so I can help you to begin your walk. Because I didn't really know anybody to help me to get on my way, and I struggled a lot just trying to do my own way. But if you need something, just text me on the Facebook Messenger. I would love to hear that. God bless you. Amen.